This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. We like to check up periodically on the work that's going on up the North Umpqua Glide Revitalization. One of their efforts to help those impacted by the Archie Creek fire last year. Abby Malik on. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know that you guys are staying very busy up there with Glide Revitalization. What's going on right now in terms of some of the cleanup efforts that are happening?
Well, so the state and FEMA had originally worked out to do two phases of cleanup for the fire victims across the state, which was the phase one HHW, phase two was ash and debris. For Archie Creek, phase one was complete November, I believe, and phase two got a little bit later start due to the substantial amount across the state for ODOT to get coordinated with contracts and subcontractors and all that. So it finally got started last month, and for the Archie Creek area, we have 76 properties were turned in for a request for cleanup on their properties, and 27 of those have been complete. So they say 6 to 18 months, but you know, we're hoping that that's a little bit closer to just a couple more months till they're all done. But they are moving. The contractors are working up there up the river on the properties. Some of the homes have been done. They're waiting on their soil testing so that they can then get started on their rebuilding. Of course, some people opted out to do it on their own so that they didn't have to wait on these contracts and the government agencies. And so there are people who have actually begun to and gotten quite a ways through the rebuilding process.
Yeah, I was up there a couple of weeks ago and was able to go up towards, up the Rock Creek area, about 5 or 6 miles. Saw a couple of homes under construction and went up the North Umpqua as far as Steamboat to look around. And while a lot has been done, obviously a lot more remains.
Oh, yeah, yes. There's people who are doing the cleanup on their own, and they still have a ways to go on that. There are people who are waiting on the ODOT cleanup. And when we say cleanup, you know, you and I were talking about home sites being cleaned up, but there is a substantial amount of tree removal that's going to need to be done. And that's part of that cleanup process. And that's probably more in that 6 to 18 months timeline as far as the cleanup goes. And they have to be considerate of the natural resources and cultural resources in the area, which, you know, is a little bit of a, well, it's a big speed bump. So, you know, that's something to take into consideration, but ODOT has a pretty neat, they call it the dashboard. And if you call our office, I was trying to figure out the easiest way to get to it, and I don't have that information to give you right now, but people can get in touch with our office and I can forward it to them. But they have a dashboard website where you can go on and click on Archie Creek Fire, and it tells you, like, their estimated hazard trees is 13,415. And of those, they have 3,000 cut already. So it has that information up there. It's very current. People can actually, who have opted in for the cleanup, can go in and put their address in and see where they are in that cleanup process, whether it's in the planning or the actual cleanup process. So that's pretty helpful what ODOT has put together for people to be able to access just on their own to see kind of where things are with that cleanup
now,
status.
The effort, of course, involves all levels of government, federal on down. What about some of the things that are needed as folks move forward in terms of permits with the county, for example?
Right. So people, you know, hopefully are rebuilding. Some people, you know, have just too much, so they've sold or moved away, you know, or they're opting out of just, you know, it's just too much for them. It was very traumatic and it doesn't look the same. But a lot of people, I would say the majority, are choosing to stay and to rebuild. And so the county has been amazing through this process. And Commissioner Kress had the planning department pull all of the files for those properties affected, I want to say back in October, November. And so they have been ready, you know, ready for people to come through. And people don't have to wait for their cleanup process to be done before they go in and start their permitting process. They can go into planning anytime to start that rebuilding permitting process. And the other really amazing thing that our commissioners did is, the county did, is that they have managed to waive the fees for the planning on-site and building fees. And some of those aren't even county fees. Some of those are state fees, which the state would not waive, but the county is kind of just taking the hit on that. So just to help people be able to get moving forward on their rebuilding process. So planning, on-site, you know, septic services, building permits, all of that should be a little bit more of a free-flowing process for people. They're ready for people to come in and start that process, and those fees have been waived. So we really were trying to help try to get the word out to people that they don't have to wait for that ash and debris cleanup to be completely done and certified. They can go in and get that permitting process started anytime, so that when that process is done, they can get boots on the ground and start rebuilding then.
As you continue to talk with folks there, I'm sure there are some that are just making connections more recently. What kind of intake process do you have when you meet with people?
So, as you know, we've talked about, we've met with people since the first week of the fire, first week or two, and we've tried to help with immediate and a little bit more longer-term needs. And so, as time has gone on and our organization has progressed, so has our intake process. And so our questions have gotten a little bit lengthier. We have a pretty lengthy, detailed intake process now of questions that we're asking, you know, for these verified fire families, so that it's really a gathering of more information so we have the best idea of how we can best help them. And this is ours. This isn't a federal government questionnaire or county. This is just Glide Revitalization's questionnaire that we can gather so that, you know, those resources that we know of, we can help those people reach out to those resources, or if there's services that we're able to acquire for them. And so we've been trying to make appointments, and anybody who maybe hears this or hears about this, if they're a fire family that has not been contacted about our intake, or maybe they've done a partial and they're just not sure what the status is, they need to check back in with our office so that we can make sure that intake is complete. Basically, we just need, the caseworkers just need like their FEMA PIN number, I think, and maybe their insurance information. But anyways, it's just a better idea for us for the loss that those people have suffered, so we can help get them, you know, the resources and services to try to get back on track towards rebuilding and recovery.
For helping people get information, what do you have in terms of website?
So we have our Glide Revitalization website. We have some social media webs. Facebook has Glide Revitalization, Glide Community Strong. But something that's very new for our organization that we found out about and just made the decision to move forward on is a volunteer website that we are in the process of developing. So I don't have the website address yet, but stay tuned and we will definitely post the information on our sites. But what this volunteer website does is it'll allow anyone who is able to get on the internet to go to this volunteer site and get themselves registered, name and address, phone number, put in maybe what their skill is, like, you know, hey, I can do small equipment operator, or I have, you know, heavy equipment that I can operate, or I can do physical labor. Once they get registered in this volunteer software and they have their information in, we can then set up volunteer dates, events for specifically, say, for cleanup. So if we're going to go up on some residence home sites and help do some cleanup up there, we can make an opportunity for people to volunteer to do that. But the other neat thing is that if we get as many people as possible to get into this volunteer website and get registered ahead of time, in our next disaster that we have all that information ready. And this volunteer website will send out an email or text messaging blast saying like, hey, you know, you're a chainsaw worker, we could use you here at this, you know, address at this time doing this stuff, rather than, you know, just people scrambling in the heat of the moment of a disaster trying to coordinate, organize where to put people who are volunteering. So I think that's going to be something that could be really utilized in the future for Douglas County. If people are in the area can get into this website and get themselves registered as a volunteer, and we, you know, kind of have that centralized way to get in touch with people when something comes up.
And if people want to get a hold of you now, what's the best way to do it? Maybe a phone number.
Yes. Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with us, our two caseworkers are Alicia and Caitlin. And Alicia's phone number is 541-671-0455. Caitlin is 541-671-0455. 0914. And also by email, it is Alicia, E-L-I-S-H-A, at gliderev.com. And Caitlin's is K-A-I-T-L-Y-N at gliderev.com.
All right. Abby Malik from Glide Revitalization, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
841, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.